This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply 4th Annual Lavender Festival happening later this week. Karen Roy, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the Lavender Festival. What's going to be going on?
Oh, my goodness. So many things. This year, it's panning out to be bigger and better than ever. We'll have over 40 vendors selling their local goods, you pick wreaths available. You can self-tour the farm, lavender essential oil distillation demonstrations, the demonstrations of the lavender debudding machine, food trucks, music, just a ton of things, fun for the entire family.
So how long have you had this lavender farm?
Started in 2016.
So what made you start it?
So the lavender farm is a result of a longtime dream that I had just had tucked into my head that I actually had grown to believe would never happen. And I had the opportunity for a career change while I was living in Sacramento and got to move up here back where I grew up and start the farm.
So what was it that made you want to do that?
You know, everything about lavender, it touches all your senses. It's visually just gorgeous. You touch it with your hands, the feel, the scent, even the sound. I mean, right now it's full of bumblebees and honeybees, so you can literally just hear the lavender. You can eat the lavender, taste it, smell it. Everything about it is just pleasing, in my opinion.
Talk about that food aspect of lavender.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're also a hazelnut farm, and we do a specialty hazelnut lavender cookie, and it's just delightful. So it's our own private recipe, and I don't always have it available. In fact, I'm not sure they'll be available at the festival this year. But for example, we'll have some lavender chocolate. Dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and white chocolate available. And we have a special guest on Sunday. Nancy Baggett is an author of a cookbook that we sell, and she'll be there doing some demonstrations and signing cookbooks. So Sunday from 11 to 1, kind of a special time.
I bet a lot of people weren't aware of that aspect of lavender.
A lot of people aren't, yes.
And is that something newer, or has that been going on for years?
For years.
Wow. So why do the festival?
Well, it brings the community together. As I said earlier, it's such a family fun event. You can bring your whole family out. The festival's free. We are asking for a $2 parking donation, which supports the Douglas chapter of FFA. But the festival is free, and you can spend the whole time with your family out in nature, just enjoying yourselves. The goal being that eventually other lavender farms that are opening in the area will also open on that same weekend, and we'll have Roseburg will be a destination for travelers to come and tour all of the farms.
Are you seeing more of that happening?
Absolutely. They haven't started opening yet, but two of the local lavender farms participate in our festival at this point. So kind of a collaboration to make it something fun for the community.
I see there's even lavender lemonade.
Yes. That's another booth that the Douglas chapter of the FFA runs for us, and that ends up being a complete fundraiser for them. So all of the proceeds are donated to that chapter.
So what can you tell us about the lavender plant? I mean, for a lot of people, sometimes we're walking down the street, somebody's got lavender, the color looks nice and the texture does, but for a lot of us, that's kind of all we know.
Well, there are many things about them. Most of the varieties that we grow, and we have basically two main varieties, and then a few others just outlying fewer amount. They bloom twice each season. So as long as if you're growing them in your yard, harvest them when they're ready, and about 30 to 45 days later, they'll bloom again. So it extends your bloom season. Every single lavender has a different scent profile. So making, say, essential oil out of them, every oil smells different. Just smelling the flower itself, everyone will have its own separate scent. We have one called Melissa, which is a white lavender that kind of morphs into a very pale pink. And that one I describe as a sweet peppery smell. So it varies over the entire spectrum.
I guess for some people, and maybe I'm just taking it from where I feel like I at least know a little bit, is that it's sort of looking like looking at wine grapes. Until you understand what you're looking at, you're looking at wine grapes. You don't know what varietal it is. And see, for me, it's like, that's lavender. That's about as much as I know.
Exactly. And, you know, that's not uncommon. And there's sure nothing wrong with that being your approach. Lavender is lavender, but they have all their unique differences. And so it's fun to start walking around the farm. When I do tours for people, I will ask them to pick one of each and smell as they go. And it's fun to see people realize how different they all are.
Talk about this oil distillation demonstration.
Okay. We have an essential oil distillation set up. So it's a still. And it's a steam.
Wait a minute. Are stills legal?
Well, yes. And all we make is lavender oil. But so we demonstrate it throughout the day. We cut a whole bunch of lavender, about 20 pounds go in at a time, 20 pounds of what we're looking at right here, these flowers go in. And then about 45 minutes later, we'll have a small amount of lavender essential oil and another product called hydrosol, which is essentially distilled water and lavender oil that combine in the process of going back through the condenser. It's pretty fun to watch, and you can, almost the immediate minute it's ready to start producing the oil, you can smell that it's about to start. And so we do that throughout the day.
Wow, pretty fascinating stuff. What are some of the other things you're going to be having going on out there?
Well, live music again this year. I believe the times are 11 to 1, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on Saturday, another musician will follow after that. So it's all acoustic music, just very relaxing and pleasant. We'll have Shaved Ice. We'll have the Relish Dog Truck there this year. A coffee and tea, and like I say, the U-Pick is always one of the most popular areas where people can walk out with their families and cut bundles of lavender for themselves to take home. We also do some pre-cut for people who maybe aren't so interested in walking out in the field or have challenges getting out into there, so they can still purchase fresh lavender.
Talk about yoga in the lavender.
Oh, yes. So at 8 a.m. each of the mornings, you come down. The yoga, it takes place in the lavender field that's down by our river. So give yourself a few extra minutes when you arrive to walk down the lane. But Amanda Pastoria is the yogi, and she has done this 3 years in a row. It's a most popular class. Sometimes our eagles will be sitting in the tree watching you do it. And another time there were buzzards. So I say those people weren't moving enough.
Wow. Well, it sounds like a neat event. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 9 to 5 the first 2 days, 9 to 4 on Sunday. You're on Lower Garden Valley Road. From being in Roseburg, how do people get out there?
So if you're on the main Garden Valley Road, we're just prior to the 9-mile marker. Or 7 miles past Bi-Mart is basically how you'll know you're there. And our signage is all up already. We have some large signs that remind you that it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then others that are more directional that have little arrows to help you keep going the right direction.
All right, Carrie Roy, Growing Miracles Lavender Garden, 4th Annual Lavender Festival. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.